Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just tuned in to the greatest football recruiting talk radio show in the world. It's T.A. Scouting Scoop, an NCAA certified scouting service that gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. T.A. has over 15 years of experience in the sporting recruiting arena and has assisted hundreds of student athletes to be recruited by collegiate sports programs. With a strong social work background, he believes that education is the vehicle to fulfill dreams for student athletes. Now, let's welcome T.A.
Good evening, good evening. On this very cold evening of March 1st, 2015 here in the Central Texas area. That's right, we're getting a lot of freezing weather and rain. Actually got a little bit of ice yesterday on the roads. But thank God we're here. We're back before you. Always a blessing to talk to you all here about these football prospects here in the Central Texas area, otherwise known as the Hidden Gold Mine. Again, this is the one who is always tenacious and audacious, T.A. that is, when he speaks about this football recruiting in the Central Texas area. Tonight we're going to be talking about the top 2017 prospects. The top 2017 prospects are our current sophomores here in the Central Texas area, just to give you all a glimpse out there on how these young men are doing and getting themselves prepared to further help their teams, hopefully get a state championship, but also making sure that their futures are secured with their college football recruiting. Remember all of you all out there that are listening who may not follow us already, follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at T.A. Scouting Scoop. That's at T.A. Scouting Scoop. Or send us a friend request on Facebook. Send us a friend request on Facebook. That's three words, T.A.'s Syntex Football Prospects. Three words, T.A.'s, second word, Syntex, third word, Football Prospects. And we'll make sure that we get you in the fold so you can stay updated on the prospects that we're following and profiling here in the Central Texas area. Also, go to our website if you're a prospect who we do not have yet listed in our database. That's tascoutingscoop.com, tascoutingscoop.com. Go ahead and fill out your bio information just so we'll have you listed in our scouting reports for college coaches to be able to have access to. Well, again, tonight, like I said, we're talking about the 2017 prospects, and I'd like to invite to the stage, to the show, a good friend of mine, a gentleman I've been knowing for close to 20 years now, who is definitely has his history of being a college football fan or maybe even fanatic to that standpoint, at least once upon a time in his life, but Mr. Frank Cox. Frank, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right, T.A. How are you, man?
Hey, man, I'm great. Hey, you know me, I'm always glad to talk about college football recruiting here in Central Texas, so because, hey, this is definitely part of my natural high.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But anyway, Frank, so, you know, last week we had you on the show, and we had a lot of listeners that night, and, you know, we had a really good show last week.
Oh, man, that's great. Yeah, we did have a great show. I'm still thinking of what comes to mind from a highlight from last week's show was Freddie Millens.
Oh, yeah, that was that was pretty serious, though, that Freddie Millens. Well, hey, man. Listen, we're on here on the show. We're definitely glad to be back. So let's go ahead and get on with the script.
All right. Yeah, let's go ahead on. Oh, real quick, T.A., you know, I know you made it known last week about your rating system, but for those who didn't get a chance to tune in or this is their first time listening, can you review or tell us what the criteria is on how you rank or even rate your prospects?
Sure thing. Well, it's a combination of a few things. Number one, everything is always predicated on what college coaches are looking for. Like I said last week, a lot of times a prospect and his or her family may think that just because they made all district, that automatically makes them among the best prospects across the state or even the country. The reality is thousands of kids in the state of Texas make all district, but only the cream of the crop or the quote-unquote can't-miss kids are the ones that basically receive the type of high ratings and rankings. Remember, college coaches are the ultimate decision makers as to who get what scholarships. So they have the final say as to what they feel is a good and perfect fit for their program. Also, how well does your game translate to the college level? How well does your game translate to the college level? Does the prospect have a huge upside? Prospect, is he stagnant? A lot of times when you look at film, you can easily see or easily say that this guy is better than that guy. But if the lesser talented prospect has a huge upside where he will only get better with serious coaching and training, I mean, we're talking about a different story. Mm-hmm. Also, this is very important. Your film tells me what I need to know about you as a prospect, on the field, that is. Nowadays, unfortunately, a lot of prospects are being rated on what they do in one of the marquee invite-only camps by the shoe or apparel companies, the shoe companies or apparel companies. And like I said before, the last time I checked, football is played in full pads. So if I don't see film on you, there's no way I can evaluate you or rate you or rank you. If I don't see film on you or at least watch you play a game in person, me or someone that's on my scouting team. So, again, I need to see film on you if I don't see you play in person. And I know a lot of high school coaches place their films on private, but, hey, again, I don't care who you receive offers from, what camp you did well at, and you're getting the high rating from that, I want to see film on you. Okay, I want to see film on you. Lastly, I make my own decisions and think my own thoughts. So these ratings are not based on what anyone else says, but it's solely coming from yours truly. And keep in mind, the list, this is just the list for this upcoming spring. So you're going to have a lot of guys whose names were not mentioned on the show tonight that are going to have huge chips on their shoulders and feel like they want to prove me wrong, which I want them to do. So there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that makes me talk about you even higher or even more in a motivating factor about you as a prospect. So please, by all means, use it to further fuel your fire and make sure that next time your name will be mentioned. Whew. Now, for those that prove me wrong, hey, we'll definitely see in the future for those that want to prove me wrong. All right, next question, sir.
All right, of course, last week, we can tell that you are very excited about the 2016 class. Now, tonight we're talking about the 2017 class. So what makes this 2017 class intriguing?
What makes this class intriguing? Well, of course, in that 2016 class, we had a lot of defensive linemen, and just that's one of our best classes as far as by the time they reach their junior year. This is probably one of the that's probably one of the best classes ever. But this 2017 class is definitely not far behind. This is a huge quarterback class, okay? A very huge quarterback class. So in this top sophomore class, or class of top sophomores, I should say, we have quite a few quarterbacks listed in this class. But we have some serious athletes as well in this 2017 class that are already doing really big things. So this is one of our better sophomore class. I know last year, the 2016 class, I knew they were going to be special when they were sophomores. I knew they were going to be very deep as well. But this 2017 class, again, is not far behind and basically are going to be able to hold their own as far as the type of prospects that they have to compete with any other class or any other geographical area throughout these United States of America. So that definitely has me excited about this 2017 class while they're still young. And with that being said, Frank, we're going to go ahead and take a short commercial break, and we'll be back to give our listeners what they want to know, which is our top 2017 prospects.
All right. Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the Motor Mile.
tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, while we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter, Toyota, on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right, folks, you heard him. Jeff Hunter got the cars to make you feel comfortable, especially during this tax season. All right, Frank, go ahead. Let's keep this thing rolling.
All right, man. Now, you call this the must-be seen 16 for your top current sophomore football prospects in Central Texas. Now, how did you come up with the name Must Be Seen 16?
Okay, well, number one, as you noticed last week, we had the Shirty 30. So we talked about basically our top 30 prospects in the Central Texas area. Well, most football prospects don't really shine on the varsity until their junior year. And unlike last week with the Shirty 30, you only have a limited amount of sophomores that shine on the varsity this past season and every season. So you're not going to have a whole lot of sophomores that are just really doing it that big like that to a college coaches or a scout like myself to get our attention. So, again, you know, I like the names that rhyme. So Must Be Seen 16, hey, it's original. Nobody else is using it. So, hey, why not use it?
Oh, boy. It's all right.
All right, let's go ahead and get started with these rankings now.
All right, we're starting off with number 16. The number 16 prospect is Jalen Gibson. He's a quarterback from Mahia. He's 6'2", 185 pounds. He runs a 4.6, and he's a TA discovery. TA, give us a scoop on him.
Mahia, former NFL head coach Ray Rhodes, that's his hometown. Just to give y'all a little sense of Texas history, that is. But anyway, Gibson is a young QB that actually started on the varsity as a freshman. Sometimes you may get that at some of your smaller schools. But this guy, he can make all the throws. He's very poised in the pocket, very elusive on his feet. And, of course, hardly no one, college coaches-wise or recruiting services out there, know about him due to the fact that he's from a town that rarely produces Division I talent. But like I said, once I saw this young man as a freshman starting and the type of throws he was making, I said, okay, yeah, this guy, he's a serious prospect. So that is the scoop on Mr. Jalen Gibson from Mahia.
All right. Now we are coming in at number 15. Our number 15 prospect is Devin Morris. He's a cornerback from Caldwell. He's 5'11", 160 pounds. He runs a 4.58 in the 40, and we have another TA discovery. TA, let us know about him.
Yes. As I told you all last week, I pride myself on discovering prospects that a lot of the other scouts may not know about or that just get overlooked. One of the reasons being is that in Central Texas, we have a lot of small towns. Okay, so a lot of people, when they see my rankings and they see these guys from the small towns that I have ranked on there, where they think the bigger city kid is better just because they're in the bigger city, but that's not always the case. For instance, with this young man, Devin Morris, there are some guys that are serious speedsters, and you have guys that have good speed but serious athleticism. Well, the latter is Morris. Probably has the best ball skills of anyone in this class. Just when you think that the pass is going to be completed, this guy's jumping the route for an interception or a pass breakup, similar to the way former Wisconsin Badger Jamar Fletcher did during his college playing days. Jamar Fletcher, boy, he was great at doing it. But this guy, he plays faster than what the stopwatch indicates, and he's also very dangerous on offense as a receiver, making some of the tough catches. So that is the scoop on Mr. Morris.
All right, coming in at number 14, we have Aaron Brown Nixon. Now, Aaron is an athlete from Austin Lake Travis. He's 5'7". He runs a 4.4 and the third consecutive TA discovery. TA, give us a scoop on him.
Yes, the reason that Brown Nixon is a TAD is because I have been knowing about him since he was playing Little League football. Coach William Wheeler of the Capital Coach William Wheeler of the Capital City Bearcats down there in Austin. I used to go down there and referee a lot some years back. And he would always make it a point to tell me, man, hey, this kid is legit and he's very fast. This guy, he's been on the AAU track circuit for like the past 6 years or so, always going to nationals. Even last year, he ran on the nation's top AAU 4x100 relay team for the Texas Heat Track Club down there in Austin. Okay, he plays both cornerback and running back. He transferred to Lake Travis from Maynard after starting for Maynard as a freshman at cornerback, where he held his own. Now, I understand that he'll be playing running back full-time and will possibly follow in his older brother's footsteps, Vershawn Nixon, as a Lake Travis legend, especially at the running back position. But Vershawn Nixon was one of our top running back prospects in last year's 2014 class. So Aaron Brown Nixon, remember that name. He's definitely a very fast guy. So that's the scoop on him.
All right. So coming in at 13, we have Tyler Castaneda. He's an offensive guard. He's at Round Rock. He's 6'4", 275 pounds, and he runs a 5'4 in the 40.
Another prospect with an older sibling, 2014 Texas Tech signee Castaneda, who was one of our top offensive lineman prospects last year in Central Texas. Tyler caused a lot of damage in Syntex within the trenches. He can play either guard or tackle on the old line and definitely has a mean streak in him. Also, he's probably still growing, which is just as scary. Now, Round Rock, the high school he attends, that's one of the top schools in Central Texas as far as the number of Division I or FBS prospects. So Tyler Castaneda definitely is a force to be reckoned with. And, again, it's very scary to know that he's only a sophomore and is a kid that is only getting better. All right, and with that being said, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, and we'll be back to continue with this class of 2017.
Hey, Masters Barbershop, located 810 West Rancid, Suite 500. Call us at 213-1176 and check us out on Facebook and Instagram. Fade Masters Barbershop. Come get faded by a master.
All right, Frank, we're back. We're back. Ready to keep this thing rolling.
All right. All right. Well, let's go to our number 12 prospect, who is K-Gun Williams. He's a running back from Stephenville. He's 5'9", 180 pounds. Runs a 4.5 40. T.A., give us a scoop on him.
Kagan Williams from Stephenville. Frank, Kagan is a guy that has great vision. He's very slippery to grab an open space and plays for a program that is known for producing great quarterbacks rather than blue chip running backs. You know, guys like Brandon Stewart, guys like Kevin Cobb, who played recently for the Philadelphia Eagles a couple of years back, and 2015 Baylor signee Jared Stidham. However, Kagan is his own man now. He's been starting on the varsity since his freshman year, played that season as a freshman as if he were a senior auditioning for a scholarship. So that's how serious he ran that ball as a freshman and continued with doing that in his sophomore year. So that's the scoop on Kagan Williams from Stephenville.
All right, coming in at number 11, we have Sam Ellinger. Now, he's a quarterback from Austin Westlake. He's 6'2", he's 205 pounds, and in the 40, he runs a 4.6. T.A., let us know about him.
A serious gamer, a serious gamer. He plays for Coach Todd Dodge, who is used to tutoring some of the state, if not nation's, best QBs each time he gets a new one. So you already know that Elliger is headed for Division One, for the Division One arena in the future. He helps keep the scoreboard lit up and is outstanding when throwing on the run, as well as being deceptively fast. I remember when Brett Favre made it very popular to do that in the NFL and had a lot of success with it, especially during his heydays in Green Bay. So Sam Ehlinger is a name that you're definitely going to remember. And also for a school that has produced the likes of Drew Brees and other guys that have come through Westlake High School that did some big things in college or at the NFL level. So Sam Ehlinger from Austin Westlake, remember that name.
All right. Coming in at number 10, we have Ashton Logan, who is a free safety. He's at Temple. He's 6'1". He's 195 pounds. He runs a 4.5 in the 40. And we have another TA discovery. TA, give us some insight on Ashton.
A prospect that looks the part on the field in terms of what college coaches salivate for at his position. I saw him play this past season against Maynard, and he was all over the field making plays. He's not shy in run support, and he is a long 6'1". Not just 6'1", but the guy that looks the part. I mean, Frank, he has Deion Grant, you know, former Tennessee Volunteer.
Oh.
He has that type of ability to cover the field as far as his range.
Oh, man.
Also, man, genetically, he comes from a family of ballers. His older brother, Chad President, was our number one ranked athlete in Central Texas this past 2015 class, who signed with Tulsa. So imagine Tulsa's probably, you know, Tulsa and many other schools, of course, probably going to be coming after this guy. Now, his uncles, back in the day when Temple was a powerhouse in the mid-90s before they resurged as a powerhouse here recently, boy, his uncles can hit. They can hit, Frank. Man, I played against one of them. Also, his dad was a serious basketball prospect as well. So, again, remember that name, Ashton Logan, from Temple High School, free safety.
All right. Coming in at number 9, we have Malik Jackson. Now, Malik is a wide receiver, and he's over at Taylor. And he is 6'2", and he's 185 pounds. He runs a 4.56 in the 40, and he's another TA discovery. TA, give us the scoop on Malik.
An unknown prospect due to his team not having regular success in the win column. Like I said before, you have your fast guys, and you have guys that are just playmaking athletes, big playmaking athletes. Frank, Malik, he routinely goes up and gets the ball out of the air and away from defenders. He is not a slow guy on the field by any means, looking at the 40 time. He can run away from guys as well. I mean, he can also play cornerback on defense and come up and make some tough hits. But I'm telling you, he is a receiver through and through. He's a receiver prospect through and through, that guy that just makes the tough catches, makes the acrobatic catches, everything you can see. I mean, you're talking about like Charles Rogers, Lynn Swan, and all those guys rolled up into one athlete. You know what I'm saying? Those guys that were used to going up and getting the ball over defenders. So Malik Jackson from Taylor, Texas, right outside of Austin, located right there on the Farm Road at 79, Malik Jackson from Taylor, Texas. That's the scoop on him. And with that, Frank, we're gonna go ahead and take another short commercial break, and we'll be back to continue up with our list. So,
stay tuned.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the Motor Mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself, don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas. 662-6644.
All right. We're back, Frank. Yeah. Man, whoo.
Yeah.
We're at the midway point now.
All right, man. Here we are with the number 8 prospect. We have Taquan Graham. Now, he's a defensive end, and he's another player, who's over at Temple. And he's 6'4", 232 pounds. He runs a 4.72, and he's another TA discovery. TA, give us some insight about Mr. Graham.
Yes, Taquan Graham from Temple High School comes off of the edge fast. He faces a lot of double teams and uses his hands well. It's interesting, Frank, because this past offseason he chose not to play basketball, which he's pretty much done most of his life, but he chose not to play basketball to buff up some more while also working on his speed, quickness, and conditioning.
Oh, wow.
He will get his share of Division I offers, if not this spring, then definitely throughout this next season and a year from now. He has good leaping skills to deflect passes or make quarterbacks think twice to run certain swing passes or, you know, those little hitch routes and slants that basically have to go through his spectrum of the field.
Mm-hmm.
He has a scary high ceiling because he has yet to reach his potential. Again, very scary potential. So that's the scoop on Taquan Graham from Temple.
All right. At number 7, we have Javelin Guidry. Now, Javelin is a cornerback at Cedar Park. He's 5'9", 170 pounds. And in the 40, he runs a 4.5. Now, T.A., let us know about Javelin.
Yes, Javelin. Now, Frank, he's not a TAD per se, but he's sort of a semi-TAD due to a good friend of mine who used to coach him when he was a freshman at College Station's A&M Consolidated. But anyway, you're talking about rising to the occasion. In the state championship game last year, when Cedar Park played Ennis, I was kind of nervous at the beginning of the game when I saw that he lined up across from this big 6'6 receiver from Ennis. Man, Frank, Guidry made that guy look like he was the child who couldn't go outside to play with his friends because he was placed on punishment by his parents. I'm telling you, man. I mean, you know, Frank, at 6'6", you know, you're supposed to be punking a guy that's basically 10 inches shorter than you.
Yes, yeah.
He played that game like that. I mean, he played like that all season, come to find out, just looking at his film. It was even more refreshing to know that he was only a sophomore when I found out about this young man. So the guy, he can play running back as well, so it's interesting to see what he's going to be doing his junior year, but definitely the best pure cornerback for this 2017 class thus far. And his dad and his uncle both played at UCLA, so we can expect for Pac-12 schools to come after him in his future as well as other schools from around the country. So that's the scoop I'm having.
All right. Now, at number 6, we have Ty Brock. Ty is a quarterback over at College Station. Now, Ty is 6'4". He's 180 pounds. And in the 40, he runs a 4.55. And he's another TA discovery. TA, give us the scoop on Ty.
Yes. Well, number one, I'm always appreciative of the College Station high school football coaching staff because just like a number of other programs in Central Texas, the College Station staff always makes sure that I get a list of their top prospects. But with that being said, his coaches made sure that even though he was a young prospect, they wanted to make sure that, of course, that I knew about him and anyone else that was interested in knowing about what's going on at College Station as far as football recruiting is concerned. But, Frank, this guy would probably be vying for the number one overall spot had he been a starter this past season, See, he wasn't even a starter. But I'm going to get more into that. That's why it's so important for student-athletes to be prepared for opportunities when your number is called. No, don't sit on the sideline doing all that crying, whining, and moping. Just take care of your business. Take care of your business when you get on the field. And I'm telling you, this guy, Frank, he did that and beyond. He's the prototype QB with the versatile legs to go with it. A very strong arm and knows how to break down defenses to a science. Again, he was not even a starter this past season. So once he becomes the starter, his stock probably is going to increase a whole great deal. So remember that name, Top Rock from College Station.
Oh, wow. All right. At number five, we have Kedrick James. Kedrick is a tight end. He's over at Waco La Vega, and Kedrick is 6'6". He weighs 235 pounds. He runs a 4.7 in the 40, and he's another TA discovery. TA, give us some insight on Kedrick.
Yes, a big tight end whose team is still in the playoffs in basketball. So
wow.
That should tell you what kind of athlete he is. He's playing basketball as well. He played tight end for the first time this past season and only caught a few passes due to the team mainly focusing on the receivers and running backs in the passing game and the running game, of course. But, Frank, he made enough plays to actually attract some Division I schools.
Whoa.
I think he already holds an offer from his hometown Baylor Bears.
Whoa.
So look for him to have an increased role in the passing game this upcoming season. And again, this is Kedrick James from Waco La Vega, tight end. Remember that name. Remember that name, Kedrick James. All right, Frank. Hey, listen, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, then we'll be back with our final four.
Right.
Inspired Designs Hair Salon and Barbershop offers a variety of services for all your hair care and beauty needs. Military precision cuts, hot lather shaves for men, relaxers, smoothing system keratin treatments, natural hair care regrowth and conditioning treatments. Inspired Designs also offers color services, eyelash extensions, makeup and waxing. Located at 3901 East Stan Sleater Loop, call 254-680-CUTS for appointments. And remember to like us on Facebook at Inspired Designs Barbershop and Hair Salon.
All right, Frank, we're back with this final four. Man, it goes very well, the fact that we're in March Madness. So we're not in March Madness.
Yeah.
So the final four.
All right, the final four, starting with number four, we have Brendan James. Brendan is an offensive tackle from Austin Lake Travis. Brendan is 6'5". He weighs 255 pounds, and he runs a 5.17 in the 40. T.A., let us know about Mr. James.
Talk about being a bully on the line of scrimmage. Now, for all of you all out there, before anyone, you know, jumps to conclusions, when I use the words punking and bullying in football, it's used for a good purpose, meaning the guy basically is destroying his opponent. So for someone, you know, again, this guy's a bully on the line of scrimmage. Right? So he regularly makes defenders move backwards, okay, keeping his arms fully extended in most cases. At 5.17, yes, at his size, running a 5.17, that means he runs really well for his size. This is a guy that does not stop until the whistle blows. He has good footwork as far as keeping them shuffled, you know, when he's blocking on the line of scrimmage. He seems to always know what the defense is doing. Frank, this guy possibly is a future All-American candidate. So that's the school on Brendan James out of Austin Lake Travis.
All right. Here we go with our number three prospect, Kellen Mond. Kellen is a quarterback. Kellen is in San Antonio at San Antonio Reagan. Kellen is 6'2". He's 185 pounds, and he runs a 4.61. In the 40. T.A., give us some insight, Dermon.
Yes, the best QB prospect of this class. Kind of reminds me of Charlie Ward, seriously. And you know, Frank, I don't throw icons' names around so loosely.
Yes.
All right, He puts the ball where defenders can't get to it, and is a defensive coordinator's nightmare. A class act on the field as well. This guy does not ever get rattled, makes all the throws, and of course, comparing him to Charlie Ward as well, that just lets you know how well he improvises and can use his feet just to further make a defense pretty much stand on the back of their heels most of the game. This guy, Frank, I believe wholeheartedly, is a future All-American candidate as well. So that's the scoop on Mr. Kellen Mond from San Antonio Reagan.
Huh. All right, here we go with number two. Our number two prospect is Sammy Achoa. Sammy is a defensive tackle. He's over at Austin Lake Travis, and he's 6'2", 255 pounds, and in the 40, he runs a 4.73. T.A., let us know about Mr. Achoa.
4.73, man, that's like Tommy Harris or Warren Sapp type of speed on the field. Very fast. Mm. A man amongst boys on the defensive line. Again, very fast. Can even drop back and play linebacker and do it very well. Seriously, I mean, he's that athletic. This is a prospect that always penetrates the line of scrimmage and does not miss making any big plays. He uses his hands well and still can beat double teams. I'd even bet that he could carry the rock as well and take some people with him when he's carrying it.
Hmm.
No doubt a future All-American candidate who should have college coaches knocking down his door for his services here in the near future. So that's the scoop on Sammy Achoa from Austin Lake Travis.
All right. Now we're at our number one prospect.
Number one. Woo, number one. All right, let me go ahead and get us some drum.
Here we go. Number one, we have J.K. Dobbins. J.K. is an athlete from LaGrange. J.K. is 5'8". He weighs 180 pounds. He runs a 4.3 in the 40. Now, T.A., give us the scoop on J.K. Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins from LaGrange High School, the same high school that produced Johnny Johnson, who went on to play about 10 years in the NFL after an All-American career at Texas, and also Jeff Kelly, an All-American linebacker at Kansas State in the late 90s. Yes, J.K. Dobbins. Frank, he's not only the number one prospect in this class, but the best pure football player in this class.
Whoa.
This young man can equally play well on both sides of the ball, equally as a running back and a strong safety or free safety, whichever safety position he lines up at. And, man, on defense, he kind of reminds you of Bob Sanders, where he comes up in the box and just terrorizes and also drops back in pass coverage. He's also one of the faster prospects overall in Central Texas. He might be the fastest prospect in this class, but last week I mentioned a guy by the name of Quentin Dancer, who's one of the faster prospects from West High School. Well, they'll probably be racing in the state championship or state track meet this upcoming spring. But Dobbins, Frank, I'm telling you, he's definitely a coach's player in terms of the guy executes. He plays football in full pass like you're playing sandlot football. I mean, he doesn't care about his body. He's a guy that it seems like he never gets nervous, never crumbles under pressure. He runs the rock, always breaking long touchdown runs. Nobody can catch the guy, and on defense again, he's just all around the ball. His dad was actually an outstanding sprinter as well, so definitely he's a guy that has it in his genes. But J.K. Dobbins, he's a guy that's definitely going to be an All-American candidate. I'd actually go out on a limb and say yes, he will be an All-American by the time he's a senior. But J.K. Dobbins, Frank, everything you need at the running back position as a punt returner, as a kick returner, and also as a safety, the guy can do it all and do it very well. So J.K. Dobbins from LaGrange High School. And for all of those out there that are listening, after this broadcast, we're going to post this information on our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, so you'll be able to see it each and every day that you feel like it. Well, Frank, we're going to go ahead and take another short commercial break, and we're going to be back to wrap up the show. So, guys out there, stay tuned.
Hi, folks. This is Jim Hamilton at Jeff Hunter Toyota Scion. You know the big boys on the Motor Mile. Tax season is here, and we want your business. Come see us about our new tax refund investment program. Treat yourself. Don't cheat yourself. You deserve quality, so don't settle for less. If you're even thinking of using your tax refund to buy a car, think Jeff Hunter, where we keep it tight.
Jeff Hunter Toyota on the Motor Mile, Waco, Texas, 662-6644.
All right, Jeff Hunter, keeping it tight. Anyway, Frank, hey, man, hey, it was a great show, and definitely glad to have you back on the show. Do you have any lasting thoughts or comments?
Yes, thank you, Aaron. I was glad to be on the show once again this week. I would like to congratulate Must Be Seen 16 for making this list. And also, now that you are in the Must Be Seen 16, now you're going to have to work twice as hard and play twice as hard so that you can prove that you belonged on this Must Be Seen 16 list. T.A., I'm hoping that there are at least another 16 prospects out there that are saying, I should have made this list. And because of that, for you who are on the Must Be Seen 16, that's why you're going to have to work twice as hard and play twice as hard, because the people who are going to go out and see you on Friday nights, or maybe even at times Thursday and Saturday nights, you're going to have to prove and show why you made this Must Be Seen 16 list. Now, one quick note. I noticed that your speeds are all 4 point and above. I want you to strive to have your GPA be 4 point and above, and also work hard on your SAT and ACT scores so that the offers you get, you can cash in on by the time you graduate from high school. Once again, congratulations.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Thank you very much. And our student athletes, please make sure you take heed to that. And yes, Frank, believe me, there are going to be some people who said they should have been in because they'll let me know. But hey, like I said, for all of you all out there, stay on top of those books. Make sure that you're running track in the spring and playing baseball and all those other sports that just helps you become an even better athlete on the football field. Like I said, you can go to our blog page, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, syntexfootballscoop.blogspot.com, and you can see basically the Must Be Seen 16 listed. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at THScoutingScoop, at THScoutingScoop. Facebook, send us a friend request, TA's Syntex Football Prospects, TA's Syntex Football Prospects. And also, if you have not yet been listed in our database, meaning that you went on our website and filled out the information, go on our website, fill out the bio information at thscoutingscoop.com, thscoutingscoop.com. Frank, again, once again, it was a pleasure. I wish you all out there nothing but Godspeed. Take care. Be safe out there. And always remember who gives you the legit football recruiting scoop in the Central Texas area. This is T.A. signing off from yet another show. Take care and be blessed.